Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
All right. Now, let me ask you, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside of the city limits?
Inside city.
I'm sorry?
Inside the city limits.
Outside. Oh, okay.
Inside.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you, generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track at the moment?
Oh, let me see. Is this for the city or for the county?
It is overall for Hector County.
Right now, well, there's a lot of controversy in the city.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questionable firings and at the city level,
mm-hmm.
city government level.
Oh.
And so questionable for example, when the new mayor came in, he just started firing and a lot of questionable moves,
mm-hmm.
within the organization of the government, and even his own swearing in when he became mayor, he began having his own way and his own swearing in day and all that kind of stuff, and undermining tradition and city policies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he carries forward by not funding non-profit organization. He underfunded them, closing the recycle center in Odessa and shortchanging all the non-profits' dependency on the hotel tax, and they didn't get their bite of it. And then what he did with the hotel tax, he gave it to the employees. And that hotel tax was supposed to go to nonprofits to help the nonprofits, but I guess it helped the employees' own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why he didn't get more write-ups or attention on that, because the hotel tax is supposed to go to help the entities of the city which give service to the city, but he in turn gave all that savings, what he saved on paying the nonprofits, he gave it as a raise to the employees. So I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Got it. So based on that, would you consider that at the moment the things are going in on the wrong track?
I think they are, as far as redistribution,
mm-hmm.
of the profits that he gets from the hotel tax.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it went to the city employees' pockets.
Okay.
And so that's governing sort of like a dictator. And I'm sure he got some of those funds for himself. And then a lot of people that were just fired, they thought they were fired unjustly.
Oh,
so I think
okay.
I don't think he's operating for the people. I think he's just operating for his own ideas. And making himself a little dictator, not a mayor of the people.
Got it. So based on your comments and how the things are going in there, would you consider that it's just going on the run track pretty much?
Yeah, that and a lot of people that attend those meetings from the public, I heard of two or three that say they're supposed to be open meetings to the public when the city council gathers with the mayor. Mm-hmm. And what they tell me, because they're like city watchdogs, but what they tell me, they're not admitted to the meetings, and it's like a closed door meeting.
Oh, got it.
So there's hardly no public input. He has done like town hall meetings here and there, but there are places where the average person cannot go to or reach, and they're done at places where people don't want to go because they sell alcohol at those places.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't feel right in gathering in those kind of places, like Dos Amigos and stuff like that, or where they have to pay a cover fee to get in.
Oh.
So it's not really a real town hall meeting.
Got it.
So that's why I say the mayor is operating like a miniature dictator. He's canceled contracts in the name of saving the city money, but it's not saved because he gives it away to the employees, and then at the maintenance garage where they fix the city vehicles, he canceled mm-hmm. one contract claiming that they were charging the city triple, and he cut their contract and had the city do its own work. Claiming that he's saving thousands and thousands, but
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't show what he's doing with those thousands and thousands. So it's not a transparent government oversight.
Got it. So based on your comments, do you consider that the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment is in regards of the poor leadership by elected officials?
Mainly by one. I think the other ones are doing good jobs. I think the justice of the peace,
okay.
I think they're doing good. But when it comes to the city council and the mayor, they're more or less running like dictators.
Oh.
But say the county commissioners, the JPs, they seem to be doing their jobs.
Got
you
it.
Know, the city council and the mayors, they just want money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where they're channeling or funneling this money. And now they're proposing a giant football stadium. But they're not really transparent as far as where the money is coming from or things like that, you know. So, I don't know, we need more honest, leadership and, more transparency where money's coming from and where it's going.
Got it. So now let me ask you, based on your, on what you can see in the city, what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
Well, right now, the most important issue is the questionable businesses like massage parlors and game rooms and all that. And where do those people get licenses to have these massage parlors? Because they've grown and grown and grown, and game rooms have grown and grown. And we don't know where those people are from, if there's a mafia or what, you know. But
got it.
Can you hold a second? I just got to answer another call right here. Can you hold one second?
Sure. Yes, I can wait for you.
Thank you. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm still here, sir.
Okay, well, give me 1 minute. I just have to... 1 minute, okay?
Okay? Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of negative-oriented businesses, or I don't know what they're, what you call them, sexual businesses.
Okay.
And they're in disguise, like massage parlors, and then the disguised gambling rooms where they really win money, but they're disguised that they don't win money. And stuff like that. And, homelessness, the homeless, it's a big problem.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people regularly living at motels, and then they get involved with crime to pay for the motel rooms and all kinds of things. And those issues are not being addressed. I see a lot of the city codes, they're not enforced unless you call and report junk, you know, and but otherwise they're not enforced. There's just, sometimes I drive through the parks, I see the city workers just sitting in their trucks, not doing nothing, but they're being paid. Or they're not working.
Right.
Because I live by the parks, and I pass by there morning and evening, and sometimes it just seems like they're just sitting there in their trucks, not doing actual work for barely a time.
Okay. And based on that... go ahead.
You know, it's not getting any better. It's just dragging on. More sexual businesses are just taking over, and we don't know who the owners are. We don't know who owns them, who runs them, nothing like that. And so either way, yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
And let me ask you, based on that, how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County at the moment? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Well, from what I hear, mm-hmm. I'm just basing this on the employees where I work. And the economy is very bad right now. You have people who are experienced in their field, you know, can't find adequate jobs. The car payment is too high. If one person has a car payment and a house payment, he just can't make it. And at work, I hear that people don't have enough money for gas money to get to work. You know, about 3 days before their paycheck comes in, because they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh,
and then we have people who live in man camps, but people who own the man camps, they charge the workers a lot of money for the living allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And they rake in all the profits, but they don't give nothing in return to the city at the man camps. And some of them are at the edge of town, but they're close enough to the city. But the man camps don't give nothing of their wealth to the city or to the city of Odessa. And so they just come in, reap the profits, and go. So no one, they win, but we're at a loss because they use a lot of our resources, but car sales are down, I think, and a lot of businesses are down because, say, the self-proprietors have to go out of business because they just can't make it. And a lot of individually owned businesses at the mall, they're closing and things like that.
Oh, I see. Got it. So based on that, since the economic is not just like a balanced economic, let's say, you are most oriented that at the moment the economic conditions in Hector County is just going poor, let's say.
Yeah, in Hector County, yeah. It's not getting better. It's just getting worse. And I'm basing that on hearing people talk where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And some have to borrow from co-workers to make it to work. Some, at lunchtime, they don't need lunch because really they don't have money to go and buy lunch. And
oh, okay.
So that tells me the economy is doing pretty bad for families. And, you know, so that's where I'm basing my observing.
Okay. Now let me ask you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I would say worse because a lot of people who own their homes, and I own my home, but a lot of people who own their homes mm-hmm. owe taxes on their homes. Taxes are so high. And some people can't afford them at the end of the year. And so a lot of people, I see more home foreclosures coming up. And
right.
And I see a lot of people who bought new cars will probably lose them, I think. And that's because interest rates will go up. So I think 5 years from now, Well, I should be right at retirement age 5 years from now, but maybe that's what's going to save me, that I'm just at that level where I don't have to work if I don't want to, but,
okay.
You know, so I think 5 years from now it's going to be worse, because they are spending money, like, on the roads and improvement on the roads, improvement on the highways, but there's no improvement on the people, you know, for, and the education here, although it's better than it was when I was growing up, but there's a lack of choice for education here, and so it hasn't grown any better because there's more people, so it hasn't grown any better, as it hasn't gotten any better because the town is bigger, but the colleges and education institution can't absorb all the people.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, based on what you were saying, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yeah, I'm concerned because they seem to search for workforce, not locally, but they go to other states to bring in employees here. They go to other segments of the country to bring in employees here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. For example, teachers with the Hector County School District, they go all the way to Spain to recruit.
Wow.
Spanish teachers, they go all the way to other countries when they can train the teachers here. And why don't they do that? And they go far away to get nurses and doctors here. And all the doctors that own or run Odessa Regional Hospital and Medical Center Hospital, they're from India. And so they bring their methods from India here, which are not good practices in my, you know, patients
European.
Are not, patients here need a different type of culture of doctors, not from India. And, then you can't understand what they're saying when they talk, you can barely understand what their name is.
All right.
So, then all the nurses' aides and things like that, they're Asian, and so, you know, so they're not working to promote doctors, lawyers, medical people, educators from us, from a grassroots campaign. They're just bringing in people from other places.
Got it.
And they work a while, and they don't even retire here. They take all their money and spend it somewhere else. So they're just here to make the money, and then they leave the community. So who do we have left? We just have left, you know, the vulnerable people.
Okay. Sir, now I had to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community, you know? So for each of them, please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, from excellent, good, fair, or poor. So let me ask you for the first one. What do you think about availability of affordable housing? Do you think that it is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Yeah, it's poor.
It's poor. And what about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Yeah, that's poor, too. Because there's a lot of people here and very few places to go.
Got it. And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Yeah, that's poor. I mean, they don't have much. They just, what they have now is only a stadium, but that's
all.
Poor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what about public safety and low crime?
Well, just in my own neighborhood, mm-hmm. I was almost run over first by a car that was being chased by a car, and that the car that was being chased by the cops in my neighborhood, it almost hit me, hit my car, almost. And then on top of that, the police car almost ran into me too. Mm-hmm. If I had not been paying attention or very observant or very skilled paying attention to what was coming at me, I would have been killed.
Wow.
And so I would say, and that chase was going on in the neighborhood, and the cops kept chasing that driver in a neighborhood where kids played, and they were chasing that driver at 100 miles an hour. They shouldn't have been chasing him through the neighborhoods.
So it is poor at the moment in Hector County,
yeah,
very much.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Got it. And what about the availability of quality health care? It's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Yeah, it's poor. And because, you know, the doctors you're seeing, they're not from here. They don't speak our language.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. There's not a good quality. I've had friends that they're just going in to get their heart checked, then they're admitted to the hospital, and then they die in the hospital because I feel that either they were given the wrong type of drugs or they overdosed them or something, and they pass away, and they're not that old. You know, they're just in their 60s, 50s or 60s.
Got it.
And then my own mother passed away in medical center hospital, and even though she was 89 years of age, I think they were taking too much blood out. At 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, I think they would extract blood out of her body with a needle vial, and they did that for about 14 days, so she lost a lot of blood, so she didn't have sustenance in her body, and that's what they were practicing, taking out blood out of her body. And I said, well, why do y'all take so much blood out? They said, well, we need the blood to get her reading. Her blood, and it didn't make sense to me because they took most of the blood out, and she was a real frail lady, small. She had gotten small, and she didn't have that much blood, and they kept taking it out and out and out. So I don't see that as a medical practice.
Got it. Yeah.
So I say poor.
Okay. And what about effective leadership from elected officials? It is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
I think we as citizens don't have a good choice, and so there's a poor quality of people running for office.
Got it. And
well,
and
especially with the city council, but not much with the, I would say poor overall.
Okay. And what about the quality of the public schools?
Well, like we had Hector Junior High, it's not run by this school district, it's run by the state. And then we have one or two other schools that have been taken over by the state. So I would say poor. Yeah.
And what about public transportation? Do you think that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
I would say fair because, you know, it's just something that started like in the last 15 years or so, or maybe 20.
Oh, okay.
The transportation, public transportation is the buses and all that, but they run on a regular schedule. But, I see it as very difficult for handicapped people because they have to do so much registering for certain buses and things like that. So I would just say fair for the transportation.
Okay, and what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music? Do you think that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, in Exeter County, it's poor.
It's poor? Okay.
There's no support of museums here. And one museum has been closed for almost 1 year. And then there's no attraction for music anywhere.
Oh, got it. Now, let me ask you, what about the natural beauty and physical setting? Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
Natural beauty, I think, is very poor.
Very poor, okay. And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
Well, that's more like in the free enterprise, but it's very limited.
So it's fair, poor?
Yeah, I would say poor.
Okay. And what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
Well, I would say fair because there are some new restaurants, but they're not that great.
Got it. Okay. And what about being able to get from a place to place with little traffic? Excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
What do you mean, like us?
Like being able to, you know, just go from one place to another one with a little traffic. In Exeter County, do you think that is fair, good, excellent, or poor? Let's say probably the transportation or the traffic around the Exeter County overall. What do you think?
Well, I see it as fair. You know, it's not real poor, but it's not the greatest. But
well, there is a room for improvement in there.
Yeah.
Got it. And what about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Excellent, good, fair, or poor count of poor in Exeter County?
Well, I would say poor because for, say, if we want to bring in big stars from Mexico, like the Fernandez or the Aguilar or, you know, just big stars, we hardly don't hear of them here. We don't. Or big concerts, well-known concerts, we don't hear from them.
Oh,
and people have to travel to San Antonio, Dallas, California, or Vegas, because we don't hear from big time stars or things like that. There's really no place to have a big concert here. There really isn't.
That's the reason behind. So you consider that it's poor pretty much because of that. Got it. We are just halfway of the survey right now. Thank you so much that you are taking the time, you know, to talk about this with me. So now I would like you to rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. So let me start with the first group, which is entrepreneurs and people starting new business. What do you think about them? And as a place to live, Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's not excellent, and I don't think it's fair. So it's absolutely poor.
It's poor? Okay. And what about young single people? Hector County as a place to live is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh. It's a poor place.
Poor place? Okay. Now, what about for people like you? Hector County as a place to live is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
People like me?
Yeah.
I would say poor.
And what about immigrants from other countries? Hector County as a place to live is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And what about retirees? It's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, it's worse.
Now, let me ask you, what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? It's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, poor.
Poor? Okay. And what about racial and ethnic minorities? Do you think that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Overall, poor.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, there's little areas of excellence and fairness, but I'll say poor.
Okay. What about people living below the poverty line? Hector County is a place to live. Is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And what about families with children?
Yeah, poor.
Got it. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, I would say poor.
Got it. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's probably deteriorate. It's not going to be the same.
Got to be the same?
Nothing gets better.
All right. Now, economic development, as you know, generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. So how familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Yeah, in that area, I'm not familiar, and I don't hear much about it. And then from what I've heard recently, for example, on the reinvestment to the community, I was disillusioned when the hotel tax came out, I was disillusioned that they didn't help those doing good for the community.
Okay.
And they gave it to the city employees as a raise or a bonus. And so that's the reason I say poor or not familiar, because it turned to embezzlement.
Got
that's
it.
What it was. So it's really torn.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all.
No, me digas eso.